This is Pat Tomlinson. I'm talking with Greg Vincent, Ag Spectrum District Sales Manager. Greg and his family live near Kansas City in Smithville, Missouri, and his district includes Missouri, Kansas, and Nebraska. How are you doing today, Greg?
Doing well, Pat. We're out in Nebraska this week trying to close out the year with some dealer recruitment visits and farmer visits, and people are pretty excited about getting 23 behind them and moving into 24.
Well, that definitely sounds like a good way to take advantage of the last few days leading into the holiday. What I wanted to talk about with you today, Greg, was the recently announced upcoming webinars on January 8th. One is internal and directed towards Ag Spectrum Associates from 11 to 11:30 a.m. Central Time, and one is open to the public and focused on growers who want to learn more about us from noon to 1. I know you've been very involved and really leading the charge on the planning and coordination of these events. Can you talk a little bit about their purpose and how they'll work?
One of the reasons we thought about doing this is that we are coming out of the holidays and getting people re-energized. And for the last several years anyway, as soon as we come out of the holidays, we are on a plane and we're all heading to Florida or Arizona for National Dealer Seminar. National Dealer Seminar hits a little bit later this year on the 18th. So we want to get this momentum ramped up quickly and going forward quickly with the momentum, because we're going to start on the 18th in Florida for National Dealer Seminar. And then when people come back, there isn't a lot of time this year between National Dealer Seminar and Maximum Club Conference before we head directly into those forums. So a lot of times we were able to come back from those meetings in Florida and Arizona and have some time to get people lined up to come to forums. Well, we're losing a little bit of that time this year. We want to make sure that we get people interested in forums and we put a little bit of that excitement level for recruiting to the forums up front. Also time to get people started on 24 if they're still trying to make that decision. We do have some time to get planners set up and get people product and help them think through the logistics of getting started this year, if that's still where they are.
Well, I think it sounds like a good way to take advantage of the potential of webinars to reach more growers, given the increasing level of comfort that many have with that kind of platform as it's more and more widely used. A lot of effort and expense on the parts of both the company and the dealer goes into the planning and execution of the Maximum Farming Forum, so I think this could really help spark some interest in guys that might not yet be ready to devote 2 days to a forum without knowing more. It can identify those that are interested in what we do and be an effective tool to get the right people at the forums. And while in an ideal world it would be a lead-in to attending one, even though it's certainly not a complete substitute, we know that there are guys that simply can't or won't get away overnight, and it could be enough of an exposure to the company and our approach, along with dealer and AM support, that could inspire a commitment from them. Can you tell us some more about how the webinars will work?
The plan is it's January 8th, a dealer-focused session from 11 to 11:30. That is internal for our dealers and our managers that Eric Sherwood is going to lead. And just kind of talk through some of the issues we're seeing in the fertilizer market right now and how this might be shaping up things for what we need to be talking about from positioning and where some of our opportunities might lie as we head into these final months of the 24 sales season. So kind of a checkpoint for us that are involved daily with Maximum Farming System and selling it to customers, and then take a brief break, and then it'll at noon to 1 Central Time will be a more grower-focused type of event, or external, which would be appropriate for dealers to invite growers maybe to their offices to have them in and listen to it with them. And it's an opportunity for them to maybe have a more in-depth discussion after the presentations are over. Or maybe it's a way for an area manager to host his dealers and they have that dealer meeting that day. So there's a number of ways that people can do this. One other important part of this too is Brianna Powell in the office has obviously been very focused on this as well as a marketing event. And she's been promoting this widely on social media and other avenues on the internet to hopefully help us get at some people who we don't know yet or don't know who we are, don't know us, of targeting this really about soil health and what it takes to implement a good program like we have with the Maximum Farming System.
I think it brings a little different dimension to it when we include social media as a tool to reach out and generate interest. In addition to supporting dealer efforts with customers and prospects that they identify, it can also help identify growers that are interested who the dealers may not know about. Is there a plan to notify associates about growers in their area who may sign up via social media?
Absolutely. That's what we're asking on the registration page. It'll be the same registration page that our dealers are looking at. We're asking for some demographic information, obviously their location, what their interest is in the system, and if they're familiar with us, knowing full well that many of them aren't going to be familiar, and I've already got one from Kansas that has signed up that would be in my territory. So those names will go to the DM, who will work with the area managers on making sure that they get to the appropriate dealers if there's a dealer in that area. That's how that'll work. So you'll hear about it from your management team if there are people on there from your area that you would need to know about and as a potential follow-up.
Yeah, I could imagine not only the follow-up being critical, but as anyone that's put on farmer meetings knows, it makes a huge difference to remind guys about the meeting one or two days before. Even those that have accepted can tend to get sidetracked with other things and forget an event. Besides contacting your own people, it'd be good to contact those that signed up on social media the day before and encourage them to actually sign into the webinar. Can you tell us some more about the topics and content of the grower webinar to help associates promote it?
The afternoon content will be starting off with Eric doing a brief intro of Maximum Farming System, who Ag Spectrum is and what we're about, maybe with a little bit of the market update information that we talk about in the morning too, but that's going to be maybe 5 minutes. Dr. Gardner will take 15 to 20 minutes then. That will be a shortened down version or some components of many of his presentations, but really kind of centered around that pillars of the Maximum Farming System presentation that he gives. Heavily focused on the market clutter that we're hearing right now. We talk a lot about that in NDS and dealer launch, that all these new companies are coming out with this biological or this wonderful product or this miracle jug of something. And it's creating a lot of confusion in the marketplace. So we're going to let Dr. Gardner talk directly to our customers and prospects about this is what you're hearing and this is what you really need to be thinking about when it comes to those issues in the marketplace. Kind of give them a taste of some of what they're going to hear at the forums. One of the key things that I think we agree with as a district manager team that we've talked about, how many times we hear from our dealers that, gosh, this guy, I talked to him, he didn't know he existed, and he knew he needed something like this, but had no idea how he was going to get it all done without just buying a bunch of these individual products that are creating all this market confusion. So I'm going to end that day by talking 15 to 20 minutes on the steps of implementation and the things that people need to think about and help them understand that we, as a Maximum Farming System representatives through our dealer network, are the ones that can help farmers figure out how to make sense of all this stuff that's creating the confusion in the marketplace.
Yeah, understanding the basic science and why it makes sense to adjust our system to the reality of how our crops grow is an important step, but overcoming the fear of actually changing and doing something different, of actually implementing the Maximum Farming System, is still a big challenge.
And then that implementation step is a critical part to it, because people do want to get better, but we do have a lot of clutter in the marketplace, and there are other people trying to put together systems, or say they have a system, but they try to put a system around the products that a customer is willing to pay for at that point, which is a disservice to the customer. And that's one thing that makes Ag Spectrum obviously very different, is that we are focused on that system. And as we talk about that system, we want to help, and this is what we're wanting to do with the webinars, to help those prospects get a better idea that this isn't a product approach. It is not a one product answer of what's going to make them better. It is a wholesale change and maybe how they think about things, and they know they need to do this. We're the ones that can help them get it done.
I guess it's inevitable when you have an approach that makes sense, competitors will follow your lead. Ag Spectrum has for literally decades focused on a production system, and we hear the system label more and more often from others now. I think we need to make sure growers understand we're talking about a comprehensive focus on how to impact soil health, soil chemistry, and plant nutrition with the grower's management and all field activities. In contrast, so often in the ag industry, people promoting a system simply mean buying two or three of a company's products instead of just one.
That is exactly right.
Do you have any specific guidance on how dealers should talk about or describe the webinar to growers they want to invite?
The big thing that people get concerned about is soil health, and we are targeting it somewhat as a soil health primer, and it's nutrient use efficiency. The same things we talk about all the time are nutrient use efficiency, soil health, and then the implementation. So that's what we're doing. But as far as really being able to target what you might want to tell a farmer, is just, this is an introduction to what we do. We're going to talk about nutrient use efficiency, confusion in the marketplace, and how to make sense of that. So if you're looking to get better and spend your input dollars more wisely, this is a thing you need to listen to so you can can kind of figure out what you need to do to maybe start implementing that on your farm.
So when it comes to the actual webinar event, do you have any ideas or suggestions on how dealers can best take advantage of it?
We kind of look at this as an opportunity to get at people a number of ways. There's going to be some area managers, we hope, that have dealer meetings where they want to bring their dealers in for that morning. We have the meeting from 11 to 11:30, and maybe the managers and the dealers have already gotten together and talked through some of their issues in their specific areas. If a dealer wants to do it, or the manager can do it too with a group of dealers, host their customers and prospects for lunch. Bring them in, let them sit down together, and that's a great opportunity for your customers and your prospects especially, to hear from existing customers about their experience with the system and what they've learned from it and why it works for them. That's kind of why we're doing this way around the lunch period. But again, it's an opportunity for meetings one-on-one with a grower. If you want to sit down and listen to it there, it's a chance for a grower meeting, maybe the kickoff to an afternoon grower meeting. Bring them in for lunch. They can listen to the company portion, and then you can close out the day with your own meeting and talk to those growers individually. So again, not a cookie cutter approach, but there's a variety of cookies we can get out of this.
Well, I don't know how anybody could not feel good about a variety of cookies. And that is one of the real advantages of the webinar platform, though. The flexibility. A grower can watch it or listen to it while he's working in his shop or even on a tractor. But it can also be part of a meeting to allow for interaction with others using the system or with his dealer.
And also, Pat, the webinar will be recorded as we get new prospects coming online. And we do, if people want to play that full webinar or a portion of the webinar, then it is an opportunity for them to do that.
That's a great plan and one that will create a really useful resource for the future. Well, Greg, I appreciate your taking the time to talk and more importantly, all the work that you and Bree have put into this. I think it will be a great opportunity for us to support our associates and also reach out to new growers and spread our message. Thank you again, and I hope you and your family have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
Appreciate it. Merry Christmas, Pat. Thank you.